It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 13th day of January, in our brand new year of 2018? I do hope so. Today there are Winter Solstice Eve celebrations throughout South and Southeast Asia, called variously Bogi, Lori, and Uruka, depending on the region. Traditional celebrations vary by region, of course, but they all share a common theme, rebirth. The end of winter and the birth of spring, the end of harvest and the time for new planting, the end of bad old ideas and habits, and the birth of higher thoughts and actions. If you're celebrating, enjoy the festivities.
Hello, I'm Jean Deloisy from the Palais de Tokyo, and you listen to the Sound Kitchen.
Okay, my friends. Let's get to the main course, the quiz.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
On the 9th of December, I asked you a question about rainbows. On the 30th of November at the Chinese Culture University in Taipei, Taiwan, a potential record-breaking rainbow was spotted. You were to write in with the time the rainbow remained visible, as well as the location and the timing of the rainbow which holds the current record for longest visibility. The answer is the rainbow in Taipei lasted 8 hours and 58 minutes. The rainbow which currently holds the world record for longest lasting was set in Yorkshire, England in 1994. That rainbow lasted 6 hours. Rainbows typically last much less than an hour, according to the Guinness World Records website. The conditions that made the rainbow in Taipei last so long were a seasonal northeast monsoon that trapped moisture in the air, forming clouds, sunlight, and a relatively slow wind speed of 2.5 to 5 meters per second. It seems such atmospheric conditions are fairly common in winter in Taipei's Yangmingshan mountain range, where the campus is located. Sounds like a great place to study. Although, I guess I wouldn't be studying very much with rainbows to gaze at all day long. How about you? The winners of this week's quiz are Maz Bin Shazad from the RFI Pak France International Listeners Club in District Sahiwal, Pakistan, and Sabana Akhtar from Naugaon, Bangladesh. From Eselben, Germany, there's RFI Listeners Club member Ralph Urbanchik, and two winners from India. Lutfunesha Begum from the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad, and Nafisa Najim, the president of the RFI Mahila Shrota Sangha Club in Hariharpara. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. As RFI English reported on our website, French President Emmanuel Macron was on a state visit to China this week. He started his trip at the beginning of the ancient Silk Road with a visit to the Big Wild Goose Pagoda. My question to you is, where is the Big Wild Goose Pagoda and when was it built? Again, in which city of China is the Big Wild Goose Pagoda and in what year was it built? You have until the 12th of February to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 17th of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Time for a bit of listener news. First, a hearty welcome to our new RFI Listeners Club members. Pa Modusila from Brikama Jamisa in the Gambia, and Richard Noseworthy from Cardiff, Wales. So glad you've joined us. If you'd like to be a member of the RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. A bit of news to catch up on. The RFI Listener Relations Department is asking all of you football-playing radio fans to send in photos and short videos for the My RFI Facebook page. They want action photographs, not posed team photos. It's a cool idea, players and playing fields from around the world. Send your action football photos to english.service@rfi.fr, and I'll send you the link to see the page with the other football-playing RFI radio fans. Don't be shy. Nigerian Olajide Jide Barnabas wasn't. You can see his photo playing in the Gambia on the RFI English and Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. What about you? And RFI Clubs, almost time for the RFI Club Photography Contest. Audrey Iatone from the Listener Relations Department has set the opening date for January 15th. This is what you have to do. Take a photo of your entire club membership with the RFI banner, doing something in the kitchen or something to do with cooking, which will make us laugh. So put on your silly thinking caps, get out your pots and pans or whatever you choose, and get all your club members in the photo with the RFI banner and make us laugh. You'll receive an official notice with all the details next week, so start thinking about it. Audrey has already bought the prize, a camera, and it's a good one. Speaking of photos, there's a mountain of your photographs on the RFI English and Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. My friend and colleague Michel Arsenault from the France Africa team was in Liberia to cover the presidential poll a couple of weeks ago, and he met up in Monrovia with Hiram Menno, who's the president of the RFI Ducor Seabreeze Listeners Club. Michel sent me a photo of Hiram with RFI correspondent Darlington Porkpaw. There's a wonderful photo of one of our handsomest listeners, my dear old non-grouch, the Sun King, Jean-Marcel Forget from Attleboro, Massachusetts in the U.S. He's wearing an RFI cap and looking mighty fine. From Shivindu Paul, the coordinator of the RFI Students Club in Murshidabad, India, you can see the little club members with the drawings they submitted for their school's drawing exam. They're cute. And Salim Akhtar Chadhar, the president of the RFI Seven Stars Club in Chinio District, Pakistan, and the husband part of a husband and wife team of teachers, sent photos of his students and his wife's students in District Chinio, Pakistan. You guessed it, the students are holding up postcards and stamps that you send to the Sound Kitchen and that I pass along to teachers. Listeners, as many postcards and stamps as you want to send me, feel welcome. And teachers, do not hesitate to ask for a package to be sent for your students. Thank you so much, Brother Salim, for sending the photos. The children from both schools look so happy. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doho for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. There's an extra treat next week, a listener essay from Rajib Kumar Mondal from Natori, Bangladesh. It's about his ordinary hero, and it is inspiring, so don't miss it. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. You should realize, dread don't deal with folly.
the church shine bright as a morning star. Look at the Rasta man, he's the true Messiah.